Hey everyone, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate here at Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. And I say this every single week that I'm so excited about our guests. That's because we have wonderful guests that come on the show, and this week is absolutely no different. And these are my friends, and I'm very excited about this podcast because we have three people on this podcast today, which I don't know if we've ever done before. So this could be a happy traveler first after about 60 episodes. We have three people on. But these are my friends, and I'm very excited because they have just started a new podcast that is incredible. And it is very important for me for you all to know about the Bedside Manners podcast, because it's important to me that you understand that this is a podcast you have to be listening to. It's fantastic. And I'm really excited to share it out for you. And we think that it's valuable information. And these gentlemen that I'm about to introduce and I met up in Denver a couple of weeks ago to chat all things Bedside Manners, because I don't want to miss the boat on this one, and it's going to be wildly successful, and I want to be a part of it because I think it's a great idea. So without further ado, I have Paul, Corey, and Tom on from Bedside Manners. So I'm going to have each of them say hello to you guys, and then I'm going to have them discuss everything about the podcast that you'll need to know, what it's about, how it was created, why it was formed, what its purpose it serves, the audience it's intended for, and of course, where you guys can listen and how often you can listen. So we're going to get into all of that. So again, thank you guys for joining us. So let's get started. I'm just going to say hi to each of you guys. So let's just go down the line. So Paul, do you want to do a brief intro real quick?
Sure. Thanks for having us on, Kelly. This is Paul Ulrich.
Hey, Kelly. Awesome. This is Corey. Thanks for having
Corey.
Us.
Of course.
Hey, Kelly, this is Tom. Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome. So Paul, Corey, and Tom, everybody. Okay, guys. Well, thank you guys so much again for jumping on. And, of course, I want people to get to know you a little bit. So we'll just go down the line again. We'll start with Paul. Will you just tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, I think it's important, you know, before we jump into the awesome podcast, that people get to know you. So where are you from? Tell us about your families. You know, how did you meet the guys? How did you get into travel healthcare? All the things.
Sure. You know, I'm originally from South Dakota, eastern South Dakota. I grew up in a small town.
What's your nickname, Paul?
Mr. South Dakota.
You say that with pride.
Mr. South Dakota. And I get crap from it all the time in the office. I grew up in South Dakota, and, you know, I was a CNA for about 8 years at a group home, taught BLS, did a lot of stuff with Special Olympics, changed gears, moved out to Colorado about 6 years ago, worked in a hospital system at UC Health for a couple of years, and then after that, about 4 years ago, I've been recruiting ever since.
Fantastic. Corey, what about you?
I'm a Colorado boy, born and raised in Colorado, and
that he's the only one.
Yeah, I know. They're all transplants here. I was in the music industry for about 10 years doing live sound at venues and touring, and worked on a cruise ship. And then I moved overseas. I lived in New Zealand for about 5 years. And when I was over there, I managed a rock climbing gym, so nothing to do with healthcare. And when we moved back to the States, I was looking for a job and kind of fell into recruiting. And I've been recruiting nurses for the last 3 years now.
Amazing. And I see now this is so important why we do the tell us a little bit about yourself every single podcast, because there are things I didn't know about you guys that I just learned, which is so awesome. Tom, what about you?
Yeah, my name is Tom Willett. I'm director of sales here at Advance. I've been in the travel nursing world for about 10 years, but like everybody else, I just fell into it. I thought I was going to be a musician. I mean, I was a musician. I've been playing.
You are a musician. Yeah. Come on, Tom. You're a mean guitar player.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
I've been playing guitar for about 20 years. But, you know, at some point about 10 years ago, I just decided that I needed to hang up my leather jacket and my eyeliner. And he still has it.
He's rocking eyeliner right now. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah.
That's great.
I just happened to fall into it, and I fell in love with nursing. And nurses are just a different character of people. I'd done sales my whole life, really, and it doesn't feel like sales with nurses. So that's just what I've been doing. It's my passion, and love every minute of it.
That is amazing. Well, it was so fun that we got to meet up in Denver, because I was out there for clinicals, and you guys were out there working and living and doing awesome stuff. But it was so fun when we met up, because I got to learn about what you guys have been up to, and it's very unique. Actually, I don't think I've ever heard of this or seen this before, but you guys all work for Advance, which if we have any travel healthcare professionals out there, you may have worked with Advance as well. You might even know Paul, Corey, or Tom, but they started this podcast called Bedside Manners. So, Paul, will you just tell us, how did you come up with the idea to start a podcast in the first place? It is so rare that you would find, you know, three salesmen or, you know, employees of a travel agency that all of a sudden have this incredible idea and passion for something so unique. So how did you guys come up with this idea?
So that's a really great question. And, we came up with the idea because we would go, you know, on Facebook, and we're seeing all these nurses looking for more information about how traveling works and, you know, how to do it and what's the best resource to look. And there's just a lot of negativity out there on that. And there's just so much miscommunication. And, you know, and so we also wanted to create this to use it as a training tool for other recruiters as well. And the goal in mind for Bedside Manners was, you know, to kind of have like a non-biased place where nurses can go and other travel healthcare professionals can go and listen to and get more information about, you know, what it's really like. And, you know, and that's pretty much the envision that we had.
And it's fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fun.
It's a break from recruiting every day and saying the same – giving the same information over and over again. You know, we kind of thought, hey, let's start this podcast or this platform where we can just give this information to people because it's stuff that travelers should know.
Definitely. And Corey, where did the name come from? Bedside Manners.
So, well, we were doing, I mean, we powwowed about it once we kind of like, you know, decided, hey, let's actually run with this. Let's get a good name. And, you know, so it's Bedside Manners, Travel Nursing Unhinged. And the Bedside Manners just kind of came from, you know, nurses having to have that bedside manner and then just that courteousness. And
come on, it just sounded good.
It did sound good. But then the Travel Nursing Unhinged part was, you know, because it's, we're no bullshit. We want, we want to tell nurses like it is. So, you know, even if you don't work with myself or Paul as your recruiter, you need to know this. You need to know this to tell your recruiter. So the unhinged part was really the fun part for us because we just get to, you know, say this is really how it is. You should know this and do it this way, or, you know, it's all those different pieces. So it was a group process. We sat down with our whole team and kind of just brainstormed, and Bedside Manners, Travel Nursing Unhinged was born.
So is that the full name then, or is it like Bedside Manners, but then the tagline is like Travel Nursing Unhinged, or is that the full title? Because I want to get it right.
I mean, yes, no, the tagline's Travel Nursing Unhinged, but you can find us at Bedside Manners.
Very cool. And then Tom, how do you play into all of this podcast, you know, development? What's your role?
I just pull the strings.
He's the
behind
puppet
the
master.
Curtain, you know.
Dance, puppets, dance.
No, honestly, I had been trying to motivate them, both of these guys and the other recruiters as well, to get onto social media, but that felt like a mistake because as soon as you get onto Facebook, you see all the negativity, and then they would get caught up in that. I was like, all right, no, let's not do that. Let's make videos and let's put out blogs and things so that we have a platform where we're not arguing with people, but we're just telling our truths. And I found that with a lot of the groups, particularly on Facebook, there's so much negativity that the good nurses that are positive, they just don't feel like they have a platform and they're not motivated to share their good stories. Mm-hmm. I saw a nurse recently go on to one of the groups, the big one, that was celebrating that she got out of debt from travel nursing. And there was like 100 comments of negativity, of like questioning her and like, that's not true. It's not worth it anymore. And it's just like how can we communicate what we believe about the industry without people arguing with us every
and I mean as recruiters too, you go on any of these Facebook groups, and if somebody asks a question, you say, oh, recruiter here, and you answer it, it's immediate distrust almost on those groups, and there's no voice. I mean, as recruiters, we feel like we can't fight back on it or argue back, because you're just going to get slammed, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, he works for this agency, never work with them. And you know, the podcast was a way we could kind of do that with and be able to control the feedback we got, you know.
We're trying to bridge the gap between travelers and recruiters is basically what we're doing. And, you know, if we can't do that on social media. And this is why, this is one of the reasons why we're doing it.
Yeah.
I absolutely understand. And I was going to ask you, Tom, who is, and this might be kind of a funky question, but I think you'll be fine. Who is the targeted audience for the podcast? And then in that same breath, who does the podcast not apply to?
Well, we think it'd be for everybody because we're trying to have fun with it. Obviously, we want travel nurses and future travel nurses and nursing students, you know, to listen and enjoy it. If you're thinking about traveling, but we also think that recruiters could benefit as well. There's a lot of brand new recruiters in the industry that aren't getting the training they need, don't have the support they need, and they just need to hear more stories, positive or negative, so they can get more familiar with the industry. We've also had hiring managers on, so I think even other hiring managers listening might get a better understanding about the people that they're hiring when they interview and bring a traveler on. But in all, honestly, it was really a training tool. We want to use it as a training tool in addition to the podcast so that recruiters can, you know, send a link that will explain things quickly, because for a recruiter, I mean, our job is to educate travelers, but to do it one call at a time or one text at a time was just very slow. So we love the idea of, you know, if somebody is texting the recruiter and they're like, hey, how do stipends work, that we could send them a link to the podcast or a video that we made that would explain it in full detail so that the recruiter didn't have to spend 20 minutes typing out their text reply when they could be helping a nurse, you know, find their housing or submit to other jobs and things that are more important than just texting, because it takes a long time and it's really inefficient.
Sure, 100%. And Corey, I wanted to ask you too, so you guys have all kind of touched on little pieces of the podcast and some of the guests that you've had, and then also, which I think is amazing, some of the resources that you offer, you know, post-podcast for people to take advantage of, which are all really incredible things. But Corey, if you could just kind of a very brief synopsis of what the podcast is about. So if you look at like your Instagram and you just saw all of the different people that you guys have had on the podcast or little snippets or quotes, if you had to kind of just, if you think about bedside manners, what would be a few sentences that you would say that's the overarching theme of the entire podcast? What would you say it's about? What can people expect from you?
Information, free information, stuff people should know. Like we've said before, you know, and a vendor neutral spot. You should be able to go and get this in a fun way to see it. Stories on travel nursing, you know, stories you can share. We love that. You know, recruiters, we hear stories every day. So
we want to bring funny ones on because we've got a guy that had an amazing story.
He's got a great story. Yeah, he got shot while he was on assignment. So
oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, twice. not just once, he got shot twice.
Oh my
gosh.
Drove
himself to the ER. So we're gonna get him on, like, you know, stories like that you don't hear. That's what's fun about it. And the information part is just like a side dish to it.
I don't think that's gonna motivate anybody to take a travel assignment. I'm just saying.
No.
Shot, but
no, that
he was
isn't.
Not at work. He was in a car wash.
He's making a lot of money.
Well, and I think it's important, you know, to have on guests and to have on stories. You know, I think, well, and that's what I was just going to talk to you guys about too. Everybody, I feel like, in nursing or travel nursing or healthcare that's doing a podcast is trying to provide some sort of information. But the way that you guys have guests on and what you guys talk about in the topics of your shows are different. And so, Paul, what do you think makes bedside manners unique? If all of us are offering on podcast information about something, what makes bedside manners unique specifically? What are the any like, you know, new updates or projects or things that you guys have coming up that should make people go to your podcast and listen?
It's, you know, we have jokes on our podcast, lots of jokes. But more importantly, we have real travelers. You know, people that have traveled, you know, for several assignments or, you know, a couple of assignments. We've had directors on here. We try to get, you know, the whole spectrum of travel nursing, where, you know, anyone that's traveling currently or wants to get into traveling can go on there and listen to real information on real stories. And what did this person do on assignment? How did they deal with it? And it's like you said, it was, you know, raw information on, you know, real people dealing with it every day.
And we dig deep. Yeah. I mean, these are like 45-minute interviews getting into the details.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Do you guys have, and Paul, you can answer this one as well, do you have the ability for your listeners to reach out to guests if they would like to, or do you have the ability for people who are listening to become guests?
Yes, actually. We actually just posted a video the other day on our Facebook page, and we were asking for, you know, topics of, you know,
what do you guys want to hear? What do travelers want to know about?
Yep. What do you want to hear us talk about? You know, if they want to come on a guest, and, you know, we can send them a calendarly invite, and we'd be more than happy to have you on.
Yeah, that's really great. Corey, what would you say that has been your favorite part of the podcasting experience? Because as a fellow podcaster, it is so different than anything I've ever done before, because you're in control, but you're also, you know, you're being recorded, and you're also trying to pull the most out of your guests, because you want, you know, your audience to have the best experience. You don't want to forget anything, and there's kind of some pressure on it, but there's so much fun. I absolutely enjoy it. So what would you say your favorite part of the podcasting experience has been thus far?
Ooh, good question. You know, the recording process for me has always been fun, coming from a music background and an audio engineering background, and I've never liked the sound of my voice in headphones or recordings. So the learning curve on that has been fun for me. It's been a new challenge to get over that. But I mean,
everybody compliments his voice.
Yeah. Corey, you have a great voice. What are you talking about?
In my phones, though, I don't like it. But you know, it's that part of that learning process has been fun. And it's, like I said before, it's a break from recruiting, and it's just fun to do. You know, we come in here and Paul and I just get to kind of BS with each other and, you know, talk to Tom and brainstorming and all that. We brainstorm with the team. You know, we involve all our whole nursing division here to give us ideas. And, you know, bringing the Facebook page and making videos for me is really fun too. And just educating nurses on the basics of travel nursing. That's been the best part for me.
Yeah, and so many questions are on the basics and just the kind of 101. It is crazy how much repeat content we create too here at Wanderly just for the brand new travelers, which I think is really cool. And I actually really like that because they're so, what's the word? They're so fresh, you know, it's like they're really looking, and they're looking for the positive. And that's what you guys provide, which I think is really awesome. Tom, do you have a favorite episode, since you are not one of the hosts? I should make sure that people know that Paul and Corey are the hosts of Bedside Manners. But Tom, do you have a favorite episode, since you've been able to kind of listen to them all? And because you are that third party, you have that first impression, if you know what I'm saying. You're not a piece of the, like, actual experience of the recording part. So you get to, like, kind of analyze your first impression of the episode. So do you have a favorite?
Well, the one that I think is probably most helpful practically was when we had on David Zachariasen. He's a director of the OR here at Platte Valley Medical Center. And he was just giving really good advice from his perspective of what he looks for. So far as just, there's a part of the episode where he says, when they put all fours on their skills checklist, but they've only have 2 years experience, not at a level 1 trauma center, like, I just don't think they're being honest with me. Mm-hmm. That was like such great information. But just recently we had on this really amazing guest. She was a beauty queen. She was Miss America.
You know what, Tom? I was just about to say wrong answer, Tom.
Yeah. No. I was getting there, but we try to have fun with it. You know, when to Corey's question that you asked him about what's the best part, I really enjoy trying to push the envelope with our producer, Jonathan Carey, because he sits here and he's trying to make sure that we don't say anything when we go too far.
I think I've seen a photo of that guy.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy. And he's a really smart guy, but he has to keep us in check. And, you know, he's like our censor. And the biggest thing for me, what I enjoy about it, is the twice a week that we meet during lunch. Those meetings, I feel like I'm working at SNL and we're in the writer's room and we're trying to have fun and be creative and push the envelope. And Jonathan Carey's over here like, not that, can't say that, don't do that. And we try to reconfigure it and make it fun and make it interesting. The entertainment value is big. But honestly, for me personally, I just like to laugh. And even just coming up with funny stuff and laughing, like, I can't go a day without laughing. So I really enjoy those meetings, and I don't usually get to witness them recorded, but I do listen to them in full afterward. But I heard the Nurse Kelly one is going to be probably one of our best, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to share it out. I can't wait to share it out. And it's so fun to have a friend in the business, if you know what I'm saying, because there are a lot of, I guess, I don't know if competition is the right word, or influencers and all the words that have just become words in the last, you know, 2 years. But there are so many, there are podcasts out there that are done by travelers. There are podcasts out there that are done for healthcare specifically. And so what I try to do is have everybody that wants to come on mine, and I want to go on as many as I can as well. I think we all have something unique to offer, and I think that there's the more information, the better. And so I'm just really happy for you guys, and I was honored to come on. So I hope it's a good one. I can't wait to listen and to share it out. It's going to be good.
Definitely. Thank you for having us on yours as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, of course. Well, and when we met up too in Denver, we discussed a lot about marketing and a lot about podcasting and just kind of picked each other's brains, which was super, super fun. But I was actually curious because I know, Tom, you've met with some people over here, and I over here at Wanderly, and we've been in the works back and forth with some more business type stuff. But and anyone is more than welcome to answer this question, but maybe Tom, since you've had the meeting, how did you guys first hear about Wanderly, and what do you think of the platform so far?
Yeah, Wanderly is I think I just came across it through Facebook, through y'all's promotions. I hear you guys have a really, really good marketing person.
Yeah, I love this. Keep going.
Front and center. But I'm interested in everything. So I'm Googling travel nursing. Actually, I have a Google alert, so I get emails for anything that comes up travel nursing, because I just want to know what's out there. So when I came across it, I noticed you guys had a podcast. I started listening, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I didn't know that anybody was doing podcasts. And so in listening to you interview all these people, obviously I started to wonder more of like, well, what is their platform about? I really thought it was just a job board, you know, like Career Builder or anything else.
Sure.
And so after getting to go on the platform, it was pretty clear that the benefit was it solved a lot of the problems that nurses are facing right now, which is they don't know who to trust. They don't know where to go. And so the idea that there's a platform that's regulated where you can report back and there's a moderator that's going to make sure that nobody is lying or being deceitful, I see a huge benefit to the nurses or any travelers that are in the candidates that are going on there. From the agency perspective, we pay for leads all the time. This is a big expense for an agency. Sometimes upwards of $50 or more for a lead, just for a name and number to find out they've never nursed before. That's really tough. So to have a platform like Wanderly that pre-qualifies the leads, it gives a recruiter a lot more flexibility and freedom, more time that they can actually do the stuff that matters, as opposed to just finding out, like, how long have you been nursing? Like, 6 months? That's not quite enough. So it's a lot more of an efficient thing for the communication platform, where you can text each other very quickly, and the recruiters feel comfortable knowing that they're getting qualified leads. I think it's just a big part of that, which is the value proposition I assume you guys are going for, because that's what I took away from it.
Yeah, well, and thank you for saying all that, and that is definitely what we're trying to do, and that's a lot about who we are, and so I really do appreciate that, because Wanderly for sure has given me, you know, the ability to meet people like you three and do this podcast, and it really is so much more than what I think people think we are, and so it's been fun to be a part of that conversation and to, you know, give people information about what we actually are and change that specific mentality, because we are so new and unique. And so it's actually been a really fun challenge for us, but it has this side of marketing for me has been so much fun, especially with the podcast. And so I'm really excited for you guys on your podcast journey and just to continue to listen to Bedside Manners and to be a part of this and to continue to see how agencies and, you know, software like Wanderly and our podcast all kind of make waves and changes and influence this industry for the future. And so I'm excited about that. And I wanted to ask Paul, I had a question that someone asked me one time that it kind of stumped me, but in a really good way. I was going to ask you, Paul, do you have one guest that you could think of? And it doesn't have to be someone that's coming on, but if you could have anybody on Bedside Manners, and if you were just going to be doing a one-on-one, so just be you and this person, and it can be anyone in our industry, who would you pick?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
So many choices, right? Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Anyone in our industry?
Anyone in our industry. Because I was asked that one time, and it would just be one-on-one, which a lot of mine are anyway. But I just thought, That is such a good question. And you know what I think is more telling? I think it's more telling about the five or six people that pop into your head immediately. So actually, you take a second to think about it. I'm going to move on to Corey, and then we're for sure going to come back. But I won't leave you stumped or, you know, coming up with an answer that you have to come up with super quickly. But just think about that, and we'll come back to it.
Okay.
But Corey, if you had to say to the audience one final note about bedside manners that was hopefully going to, you know, have everybody go and run and listen to it, and something that you feel really strongly about the podcast and the creation and the experience for you, what would that be?
It's not sales. We're not trying to recruit you. We're not trying to convince anybody to come work for myself or Paul. It's more knowledge equals more power. You know, mm-hmm. If you have the information, you're going to be able to make good choices for yourself. And you know, it all boils down to your recruiter and trust, and it's not sales. That's the biggest thing that we want to get across. We're just trying to bridge the gap between recruiters and nurses. And, you know, like you said, it's mutually understanding relationships, mutually beneficial for both the recruiter and the nurse.
Absolutely. And to even to just help you out even more, do you think if there's any audience member that's listening that's been through maybe a specific experience or adventure or location that could be really beneficial to your podcast for your audience, is there someone you can think of that's done something or been somewhere that you guys would really love to have on? Because maybe someone's listening right now that's, you know, has done something that you guys have just been waiting to have on your podcast, or is an expert in one specific field, or, you know, has one profession or position at an agency or anything like that, that you guys could really enjoy talking to. Is there anything you can think of, you know, a guest that you'd really want to have come on?
You know, I'm open for anyone, you know, guests. If you've got a story, if you travel with your family, if you travel with a 140-pound dog, if you, you know, fly somewhere and rent a car, if you ship your car, any of those things, anything that's going to be beneficial to a new traveler, or even somebody that's on their 30th assignment, you know, we want these stories. I don't have anything specific.
There was
for
that
you.
One nurse
kind of dodged it.
That one nurse that did like 100 assignments. They've been doing it for like 20 years straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They just, the same agency too. Right?
Yeah. That was really incredible. If we can get Florence Nightingale on the podcast.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I was going to say, we've got the 100th anniversary coming up, or maybe the 200th. I might have my 100th wrong, but her anniversary of this profession is coming up, and that's going to be a really fun one in 2020. So we'll have to do another podcast about that too.
She was really Absolutely. Clutch. She actually has a famous quote. Corey, do you remember that quote?
I do remember that. It's you're making me blush. It's "Remember my name, because you're going to be screaming it later tonight."
That was her?
That was her, right?
Google it.
What? Oh, yeah. My gosh. Wait, that's, first of all, hysterical. Second of all, I just Googled it. It's the 200th anniversary. So sorry, everybody, if I just sounded dumb. But I knew it was 2020. So actually, I feel like I know more than most people. But yeah, the 200th anniversary of her birthday. So happy birthday to Florence in 2020. That's exciting. But I did not forget, we're going to go back to you, Paul. So if you could interview one person one-on-one on bedside manners, who would you pick?
Gosh, I got one now. It's going to be a little controversial, but the senator from Washington.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Maybe we could play some cards with her on the show and and see, you know, and just kind of knit. You know, just really, what were you thinking? You know, why?
That is such a good answer. I would love to speak with her too.
Kelly, did she reach out to you?
No, definitely not. But we went nuts that day. We did so many interviews. We went on Funny Nurses, which has 3 million followers. I did interviews across all of the social medias. Every single company that I work for, we went live. I mean, it was a ginormous deal, and as it should be. I would love to talk to her, too. That's a fantastic answer.
Did you send her cards?
No, I didn't, but I know plenty of people did. I don't feel bad for her for a second. And I honestly, it's crazy because I actually remember – listening to the whole thing, like not just that one snippet, you know, that kind of floated around. And I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt, like, man, are we just out of context? Like, let's just really try to get to the bottom of this, because I've been a part of a media storm like that. And it was just bad. It was really bad. I would love to talk to her too. That's a great answer. Well, cool. Well, you guys, I'm so glad that you guys came on. And I think people do have a really great idea now of what bedside manners is. So I'm going to jump to Tom and, Paul and Corey, feel more than free to join in as well. But where can people find you guys? Where can they find the podcast? Where can they go to, you know, on Instagram? This is the part where I really want you guys to use this time to tell people exactly how to find you.
Yeah, if you have an iPhone, go to Apple Podcasts. That's where you're going to find us. We're also on Google Podcasts, Spotify, on our website. We're all over the place, anywhere you listen to podcasts. But Paul and Corey, especially enjoy the Facebook page that they created. It's also titled Bedside Manners Podcast, Travel Nursing Unhinged. We're also on Instagram at Bedside Manners Podcast. We haven't done much there. We do have more fun on Facebook. So funny memes and videos, short videos with tips, advice, jokes, sharing stories, having good times. These guys just, they just get a kick out of it. And it took a lot to get them to get in front of the camera to do it. But some of the videos they've done are just awesome. Paul's got a really good one coming out about taking pets with you, where we do a Sarah McLachlan parody.
It's amazing. It's
great. In the arms of an angel, playing in the background while Paul talks about dogs and taking them on travel assignments. Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't spoil it. But.
No, that's great. Can you guys think of any other contact information or anything? Just, I want to give you full time to do that, where people could contact you, or if they want to become a guest, maybe a good email address or anything like that.
What is our official email address? It's bedsidemanners@gowithadvanced.com.
Oh, cool. Okay, great.
We run this out of our advanced travel nursing office here. We try to keep it vendor neutral and have fun with it, but yeah, they do support us with all the equipment and time and marketing and all that fun stuff. I got to give them a shout out. But it wouldn't be like, we wouldn't be the talent here if we didn't talk down about our producer and the support that we get. And, yeah, at the same time.
Amazing. Okay, awesome, you guys. Well, thank you so much for coming on The Happy Traveler. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. Thanks for having us, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh, of course. So everybody that's listening, that is Paul, Corey, and Tom. They work at Advance, which is an agency, but they run and host, and their producer, Jonathan, is also back there, and I know he can hear me, but they run the Bedside Manners podcast, Travel Nursing Unhinged. I am so grateful that they jumped on with me. You have to go check out this podcast. I'm telling you, give it a couple months and every single person is going to know exactly what these men are talking about and how influential they are in this industry. And I am very excited to watch it grow. So thank you guys all for listening. That's another episode of the Happy Traveler podcast. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and we will see you next week.